ומשן דווקא פונקס מנהל הסז של עוד מחברוי שם בעוף מצוין כדי יין וכדי שמן נד סמוטר אבל קדיש נזנת סי הלוויני כזה לא שלום שויל barring why Aveni not to lend to me. Now, the Gemara explains, Maisa, what is the issue? What is the reason why you're allowed to say the Lashon Shol, not Aveni? Because when you say Lashon Shol is the Chashash of Oslan, if you come to right, it's one of the Exeret of one of the Ksiva. However, when you say Lashon Shol, is no Chashash of Oslan, not Aveni. The Gemara goes on explaining, the Gemara is, Maisa, when a person is not usually Machbe to say Aveni or Shalani, the person says Aveni, he'll also say Shalani, he'll still come Oslan, Mechtav. The Gemara comes along and answers, no, because when it says Lashon Shaleni, since you're Machben, you have to say this Lashon, you cannot say Aveni, therefore Minko Milsa, V'lo Yoslo Mechtav. Since you know you have to say Lashon Shal, if it's Minko, you're not going to come to right. First, what's Pshan? The Sugya, Machlokes, Rashi, Toysis, the Bala Toysis, the Ri, the Bein Tam, the Bein Upar, Yosef. They say one you said in the Sugya, the Chilptin Shal, in the case of Aveni, the Zizu Shal means I'm going to return something that is Chayz Ve'en. Lashon Shol means can borrow something. And the thing you're borrowing, you're going to give back the way how it is, and not to give back something else. Atzad Hasheni. The Lashon of Elveni means, I saw it, no, I'm going to borrow it, use it, and give back something else. That's the difference between the two. Therefore, when I say Lashon Shol means I give it back Ben, and things that give back Ben, I usually do not write. Things that not give back, pick back Ben, I am going to write. And the Mishnah Berurah said, "Kdei yain, kdei shem, kdei yain, a pitcher of wine, a pitcher of oil. Oil and shemen is something that you use and you do not give back something else. So why is it more to explain Tosfos? Even though shoyl usually means to give something back Ben, however, since you have to say the Lashon Shoyl, even though you're not going to give it back Ben, this motor. Again, Tosfos says the Chilvin Shoyl and Alveni Shoyl is something you're going to give back Ben. Here is not Ben, but since you have to say the Lashon Shoyl, therefore it's going to be motor. That's Tosfos, Bali Tosfos. Shani comes from Rashi, Rashi is not that way. Rashi is the Chilvin Shoyl is a stam malva is the shloishim yoim. Therefore, it's a long time. Never come to write it. Mashing in shula, a stam shula is even bitvei miyad right away. Therefore, it's not bitvei miyad. Therefore, not going to come to write it. I, the Gemara is asking, what's the difference between shula and vaining? My sister said loshen shul and still bitvei after lamini. No, since you be machbid, therefore you can say loshen shul, and therefore it'll be min kamil so that you cannot write it on Shabbos. Look among the Ushonim, the whole book has 25 different Ushonim, say like Rashi, and Toysu Betzim is Nasi Yochid. Shulchan Aruch Hatzimun Shinzayin in Sef Yud Aleph, he passes like Rashi, Halacha, that we pass in like Gedru is that Shoyal, the reason why we're going to be Mekel is because you can be told very much right away. It looks like we're in Chosh Mishpot, 79 Bays, or there, a place can pass in very clearly, that we do not pass like a rain time, and we pass in by Shoyal, say, Lashon Shula, you can be Tavei right away. Mashi Enkin Balbo, you cannot be Tavei right away. Nafkabino. So let's start off how Pim Gondam starts off saying, he first starts off with Mafkabino, which actually takes is a site of Kula Sayah Chumra. Each one has a Kula and each one has a Chumra. We'll see it sound that simple, but he starts off saying, this a Nafkabino Kula Chumra. Marshall, let's say a case of a Shileni, Misha says Motor. Let's say Shileni lives Mamu Ruba. Say, lend it for me, it cannot be Tavei less than 30 days. According to Taishas, it's not Bichleza Ben. And the reason why he's saying is Shileni is coming to make it nicker, they're not coming to write. According to Taishas, it's nothing to do with how long you're coming to demand, how long you're coming to Tavei it. According to Taishas, has Shileni for his Mamu Ruba will be Motor. According to Rashi, Shileni's Mamu Ruba will be Svar, should be also. That's a Chum according to Rashi. Atzal Hasheni Yisei Helveni, Helva Miyad, Apisvar according to Rashi, Nisqin Dvei Miyad, therefore should be Motor. Bashing according to Yisrael, Ba'etzem, when you say Helveni, it's also, because it's not Chlezib En. Hashileni, you say Lashon Shol, it's coming to be Min Kamilso, you have no Min Kamilso over here. The according to Yisrael come out, you say Helveni, I should lend to me the Lashon of Malva right away, the Ma'as will be also. So come out, say, according to Rashi Taisa, Kulon Chum, according to Taisa, a Shol Lachas Man will be Osir. Mashenkin, when you'll be Malva, Miyad, be Motor, according to Taisa, be Fakert. That's the Pashas. Now, there's also Shal among the Chodim. What is the Isser? The Isser is on the Shol or on the Mashal, one of the borrowing or the one of the lending. Now, you know, they discuss, let's say you come to borrow from a guy. So what's the problem? Maybe come to write a letter, go right. Go in Shabbos, a letter, right. So writing with that's Atzmoy. Is it on the Shoyal or the Mashal? Not enough being discussed, it's 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Someone's been Chutzlaritz in Eretz Yisrael. Does he have to also say the Lashon or not? But look among the Chodim, look among the Svarim, it's a Shiloh.
Look, who writes that one?
Now, whether the one who's writing it is the one who the Malva, that's Pashut. However, the Shiloh, who is the Isser upon? The Mishnah says, a Shol Adam, one who's saying it is the Isser. It's on both, it's only in one, on the shell, on the mash, who's it to put up on?
This
is can come to right. That's true. The guy, we don't mind if he comes to right, but Maisa, you're causing him to right, so maybe the issa is upon you, they're causing an issa to happen. Pasha should be mutter, and the one we even like lost from the Mishnah, it says, the shell odom mechaveroi. Mechaveroi. Yeah, but it says mechaveroi. A yid, we'll get the machalish got daf kuchulam and alf, but we'll show them, can we die for a little chaveroi daf yisol, or even a guy?
No, chaveroi,
what? Sorry? Chaveroi is daf,
you have a
comment, daf
yisol, no?
Correct. But, no, they here they want to build upon the Yisoid. What is the Yisoid? What is the Isser? Isser term in the Shul, but not the Mashal. So there are different ways to get looking among the Achoid and what exactly the Isser is, and they get about different Afkaminas. Point again, what?
Practically speaking, yeah,
is
this.
Practically, it's Machloik is practically.
No, what's the translation in English?
Chaveroi? Friend.
No, Shul.
Shul means the one who is coming to borrow.
Oh,
in English.
In English.
We'll get to the Shema before these things. It'll be pushed by us. One is, can you lend me? And one is, can I borrow from you? That's in English.
That's borrow and lend. They're only.
They're very similar. They're dropped different. Correct. But we'll get to Shema. We'll see by us. In English, no difference. Fine. So now, again, we have a couple of things. We have Alvenu. We're going to have a case of Shileni. We're going to have a case of Belosh and Las. Let's go through each one. First, especially it's all been afkaminas. Let's first start with the case of Alvineini. Alvineini, the Maisa, Mklor, the Mishnah, the Maisa, it's also. One shaila is, what happens by the case of Alvineini? What's Chayzib and? Moshul, I come to you and want to borrow a chair from you on Shabbos. The Mishnah's case is Kedei Shem and Kedei Yayin. The case is, what's not going to be Chayzib and? The shaila is Be'etzim, is Rashi masking the Toysev as he said, except he says different Shah the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not a case of Ben. That means, according to Rashi, you want to borrow a pitcher of wine or oil, Alvineini is also. You want to borrow a chair from a neighbor, maybe Alvineini is mutter. Maybe it's mutter. Why? The only thing we see from Rashi is what chilek of miyad ul achaz man in the mishu it's kedei shem kedei yayin. Those things are not chayzeh ben. Let's say things are not chayzeh ben. Maybe Rashi can be masked as mutter. It's come along the menorah Torah. Menorah Torah lives in the time of Kivegel. Might say he's meikel. So the Shabbos has a tzad and he wants to meikel. And Avnei Mluim in Simcha Ches, Avnei Mluim writes, it's poshtiv of Adas mutter. Poshtiv is mutter. Maisha, the oil in the place came, the Shabuah, according to Prima Gordon. He writes, when a person wants to borrow a safe from his neighbor, he's talking about a safe is something that's a ben, no one uses a safe and destroys an achayz ben, says the Mishabuah for the Prima Gordon, happy machmer. That means. What? You are chayz ben. It still says to be machmer. So it comes out, even though the Avnei Mluim writes, it's poshtim as motu. The Menorah Torah says the same thing, but Maisa the Mishabuah and the people Gonim Loloch, La Maisa, even Chayz Ben, Rashi is still going to argue with Toysis. So even though it's not chloride from the Sigil, but the fact that the steam is out of Shulchan Aruch, and that's when they say the Medak was Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch, when he says the case, very interesting, he says, Ashel Dover Mechaveroi. Don't say the Yain, don't say the Shem, and words of Mechave is awesome. Ashel Dover, you borrow anything from a friend, you have to mark it upon the Losh, and you have to say Alvaini. So Pasha the Mechaber, Stimit HaPoiskim, is not that way, it's like Mishmu and the people got him, that Halvineini, he will also be Machmi, even though Rashi. That means you want to borrow a tree from Yechav, you have to be Machmi upon the Lashon. It's Aleph. The second thing we see from the Mishnah Berurah, according to the people got him, even in the Mokka Mitzvah, Lashuas L'maisa is a Mokka Mitzvah not be Mekel, Kalon the Mishnah Berurah, and says, even my safe, you want to borrow a safe from Yechav, still it's also, says the Mishnah Berurah, even to Mitzvah, so what? Mitzvah Mokka Mishuas is not Mutter. So two Yisraelis for the Mishnah Berurah. Even the Chayzeh Be'en is still Yafi Machmer, Loshon Alvineini. But the second thing, I feel the Mokah Mitzvah also is going to be awesome. Now what about the Halacha mentioned before? Someone comes to borrow, so the Loshon of Milva V'loiva. However, he says it, but tonight, well let's say the Minigah Mokah is Tevei Miyad. Minigah Mokah is Tevei Miyad. So I'll be sorry you think about it. L'chushbi, Machalik is Rashi in Toysis. According to Toysis, they say the Loshon Alvineini. But the said the minig is to be Tver Miyad, so what? Point to this, it's not Chayzeh Ben. You said Lashon of Malva Leiva. Should be also, you don't have Lashon of Shoyl, come to Minkum also. Elva, according to Rashi, what is the reason why it's also according to Rashi? Because there is Stam Malva. The Stam Malva is L'Shloshim Yoyim. However, the minig was Menenu. Stam Malva is not L'Shloshim Yoyim, is Miyad. L'Chorop Yisroel, if you Rashi, you should be Motiv. The minig was Menenu, should be Tver Miyad. Therefore, come along the Mogavrom and said, Bismanenu, you want to borrow a chair from your neighbor, but what is the halacha? We tvei miyad right after the meal the next day. It's said the Mogavrom, Apisvah should be mutter. The Mogavrom paskins mutter, and the Lirabo, and Tezu Shabbos, and the Graz, and Choshulch, and Chayodim. They paskins when someone's tvei miyad, the Maisa is mutter. Why? Because the whole day swirl, if you rash, you go, if you actually swirl, it's going to be us as only why? Because that malva slash mem can happen to ver miyad. Therefore, you're going to come to write it down. Us a minik to ver miyad, and you have a right din to ver miyad. Therefore, not come to write it down. Not be swirl, should be more
true.
I'll be doing it. The Shulmar says, whatever the minigam makam is. Shulmar of Koshimish, but I think it's the minigam base, says motor. That's the minigam makam. Now, like, do again about the sugin and makas of Kimon base, the makhlush shum over there, a smacht of Alma, it's really a din toyo, it's minigam neyadam. Fine, that's a sugin, everyone learned Balamdis and of Kimon base when they learn the sugis. Fine, that's Zodiac the Mogar, I want to be makal. Maisa, come along with different achayim to be makhma for three separate reasons. Again, Baker, among the poskim, they're makal. Once we're to be machmen the Mati Yehuda, he says, he calls the Magravam and disagrees, why? Lo plug chachamim. You say, Loshon al-Vineni, but the Maisa, you say it miyad, so come along the Mati Yehuda, lo plug chachamim. One swar. Second swar to be machmen is the Menorah Torah, come along the Menorah Torah, also a little time during the Kiveger. He writes, why to be machmen? Because he says, Choshu Toysis, according to the Maisa also. A third man welcome to be machmen is Mishnah Berurah, which he expects with the Pella. Come along the Mishnah Berurah, he calls the Magravam. It says, "I'll be swore the ma'isa if the minik to be tveir miyad should be mutter." Why be alocha? Ain't zebor. Not zebor. The bealocha comes along to explain where's the makor to be machmer. He says he has a gemara. The gemara of us says it's a kasha. What is the reason to be makel? By the case you're saying loshem shoyol, I the ma'isa people are not machbed and they say the loshem shu'ula, and still there could be come to write it down because the mean la'achal shloshim yoyim. And the gemara, since you machbed, say the loshem shoyol, therefore minkurim also. Minkurim also. The Maisa, that means it comes out and stands in Mishnah Berurah, that two things Gemara says. First of all, you have to say the Lashon Shoyol. And the Oid has to be Mintke Milso, you're saying Shoyol, not Alvinayni, because Alvinayni means Avada Acha Shloshim Yoim. That means if you don't have the Mintke Milso, according to Gemara, the Chor should be also. That means if you want to say Alvinayni, Miyad, if you don't have the Mintke Milso, should be also. That means the Mishnah Berurah is coming to say really more than two things he's saying in Mishnah Berurah. He's saying two Yisaitis. One is, first of all, Havlineni Miyad is going to be also why you have the Minkim also, Aleph.
He said if you,
so many cases,
you can say
Havlineni
Miyad.
Minkim Miyad, no, Minkim Miyad. You have the Minkim also, Aleph. Bezis in Chuapi is Cheshbin will come out, even the Minkim is Miyad, even Shoyl be also. Even by saying the Lashon al Shileni also will be also, because the only reason why Shileni is going to be Mutter, because you cannot say Alvineni. Why? Because say Alvineni means Achas Shloshim Yoyim. But if you say Alvineni, right now means even Alter, so come out Alvineni and Shileni is the same exact thing. Therefore, you're not Machbe say one upon the other. So come out according to Mishnah Berurah, maybe even both should be also. Maybe even both should be also. Well, Maisa comes out, there are three reasons why you mach me. Either you have Mati Yudas Loi Pukha Chomim, or you have the Menorah Torah, Az Chashash Vitalisis, or you have the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Api Chashbin Lagmor, you have Minkum also. As I look to be a Lacho. How long all the Achim after Mishnah Berurah says it's a Pella? It's not Mishnah Pella. You Mishnah Berurah want to bring her after the Gemara. How do you, anyone who reads the Gemara does not read the Gemara that way. Not Mishnah Berurah, I think the Achim says, you read the Gemara. The Gemara has a problem like this. Gemara says what? You say Loshon al-Vineni is going to be Lachas Shloshim Yoyim, come to edit. You say Loshon al-Shileni is going to be Miyad. However, since you're not Machbid, maybe to come to edit Lachas Shloshim Yoyim. Rishal al-Shileni, you mean al-Vileni. Al-Vileni means Loshim Yoyim, come to edit down. But what's the Magavam saying? Magavam is saying al-Vineni is going to be Miyad also. And even al-Vineni, you're not going to come to edit down. You're not going to edit down. Even if you say the Loshon al-Malv of Eloi, you're not going to edit down. So therefore, it should have had to be mutter. The Gemara is only saying, we say Losh Alvineni, you're going to come to write down because it means Lach Shloshim Yoyim. When Shesh Shileni, it means the same thing as Halvineni. Well, Halvineni, you're not going to come to, it itself you're not going to write down. So why are you write, so what is mutter? You have a right to veil a yad, why are you not going to write it down? The Yerushal Mazalman and the Arachamo, the Divin Achoyin himself, the Chokhba say, what are you talking about? Avada should be mutter. Maisin Bialocha, he says, you might walk from the Goyin, you'll get back to the Goyin. Maisa, that's the time that I have again to the Bialocha. So it comes out, you look among the Achoyinim, come on, everyone goes to the Mogar of Rom, except in the Mishnah Berurah. Mogar of Rom says again, if the Megas is the altar, the Maisa is Mutter. If the Mishnah Berurah argues, he has the right thing. Gemara, the Achoyinim argue, there's no right for the Gemara. Fine, so again, one case is the Halvinani, when the Megas is the altar, the Machlok is the Achoyinim, Roi of Achoyinim are Mekel, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmer. The second case, the Poskim is caused by Halvinani, is less than you say, but it's not the altar. It's a similar case, but it's different. You say Alvineni, but Betznai that you I can be tevel at altar. What's the loch in that case? So here come along the Rashba by us in the Sukkah Beforish, and the Rashba says the mice it's osur. They look at the words of the Rashba, explains why it's osur. It says since the loshim of halva means that a person that usually lets on it new, you come to say make it tonight be tevel at altar. But since usually the halva is you get it write down, so even say halva la altar, since usually you write it down, you also they come to write it down. That's how the way he says it, because the derech is a person who says al-vos to write, you can write down over here also. When the Shmuel says over, the Rashba, not exactly like the Rashba, he says, why loy pul chachomim? Loy pul chachomim. Again, the Rashba inside says the story is why? Because since the derech is write down al-vos, you write down in this case also. And the Shmuel says, why loy pul chachomim? That's as, therefore, the Meister Pesach can say, tonight al-tah is going to be motor. It's going to be osur. It's going to be osur. Now, the shell is, we just said two separate things. We said a case, if the minig is la'alter, mogavram, and the roi b'chayim ha'meikul, and we say, t'nai la'alter, everyone agrees it's osir. Is that the same halacha, or two separate halacha? Is the Rashba arguing the mogavram, or the Rashba not arguing upon the mogavram? So the Megillah Sefer wants to say, it's arguing the mogavram, he wants to say, therefore, because the Rashba, and therefore you have to be machnut. However, the Pashas from Zalman discusses the shell of, is arguing one upon the other, but the Pashas before they're not, one has nothing to do with another. So I go where the Rashba says it, say the way how the Mishavua says it, you go to the mouth of the Rashba. The Rashba says, this is a derech to write it down. By a replace Alvinani, if you say Alvinani, but tonight la'alter, the derech is to write it down also. However, the minig is la'alter, the derech is not to write it down. Magavam has nothing to do with the Rashba. Even after the Mishavua, you say the get in the Shad is loyplug, maybe only you'll say the get of loyplug is dafka in the cases that usually the derech is to write it down. The minig la'alter, why do you say loyplug for? Minig la'alter is never going to be, ever going to be issa by Alvinani. Well, the truth for us, Mechalik and L'chol say the Mogavram is nothing to do with the Rashba. L'chol, you have a right in the Bialach himself. Bialach says the Mogavram is wrong. He comes from the Goyin. He doesn't come from the Rashba. So Pasha, the two separate sugyas, and therefore, B'tznai, L'chol will be also the Kolodeus. The case of the Minig La'alter, that the Mogavram wants to be Mekel. So it comes out, this is Sukkum on the Loch Alvinani. Alvinani L'maisir Gemara says it's also klar, it's also. Afilu be'en the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu be'mok mitzvah the Mishnah Berurah says, and even be'tnai. So three things is also be'en, be'tnai, and mok mitzvah. However, if you're minigal to be chayz la'alter, that's machlokes the achronim versus the Mishnah Berurah. The achronim ha'meikol, Mishnah Berurah is machmer. Fine, next case, Hashileini. Now over there, Hashileini, the Gemara says, klar on the sugya, it's motor. It's motor. Shalas, let's say you say Ashleinu is Imam Ruba. Return to me, however, I can only be Tveya after a long time. What's the lock on that case? So, if you look at the Ritva and the Sugi by us, come from different Shalas, Rashi and Taisha, the Sugi, they argue with each other different ways. The Gemara Menacha says, someone borrows something for a Mishtah, for an oval. The lock is, stand over Shloshion, you came and not be Tveya before this man. So even in the case of Shileini, Lamaisi, you cannot be Tver before this man. Come along, the Ritvan says, if you know the person is borrowing something and you have no right to be Tver before this man, Avadis also. That means you want to borrow something from the base Mishnah, base Oval. Lamaisi says, the Ritvan before is also. That means Pash, you tell a person, I want to borrow your chair. And you say, but cannot be Tver less than 30 days. Even though you say, Lashon Shileini, when we tell you this, you can start arguing, maybe it'll be Motor. Why? Because since it's more shloshim yom, you have an exer. Shema asul nechtov. Maybe come to edit. That's the pasuk. L'chor should be also. Look that way in the Pesukim. Yeah, it says that way. Nachman being down, l'chor should be also. Another case they discuss. Let's say you do not say b'tnai inak b'tvei before 30 days. But let's say you go to a library, lends books, lends forum on Shabbos. I want to borrow it. Their policy: they do not b'tvei. Then minig is not t'vei less than 30 days. Please sign off. They have libraries, very nice, chesed, and people, they give you a month at a time to borrow a book. Can you borrow it on Shabbos or not? Come on, Shev Kos, and they're going to make Nelechor or not. Same exact halacha. I, the Maisa, they have a right to be Tver, you have a right. But that's not going to happen, that's not the minig, that's not the derech. Their policy is 30 days. You want to know if you can borrow from them, and you want to do it, whatever the stam hanog is, Lechor should be also. Let's say specifically, I'm doing it, you have a right to Tver, yeah, Lechor then Ketan is motor. Otherwise, I'll be Svara Lechor. It's just like we say you only have a right to Tver after 30 days, I'll be Svara Lechor didn't, when the minig is only Tver after 30 days, Lechor should be also. Why is Shem also
Lechor? The minig there is probably
Tver also. Yeah. True, the minigs are right, but my say you have to mark with say Shileini. Okay, so all Havaz not Sukkot
make
to right.
Even if you say Miyad, why should that help? If the minig is
no, because he says you mark with say Loshen, by every Havaz not Sukkot make to right. But since you say a Loshen, and you have right to veil Miyad, and you know you're saying it, you're not going to come to right. So you go to the library and you're in Israeli and speak Hebrew and you can say Loshna Shaleni and I hold me any therefore I'll be sorry, say Miyad be Mutuk. In the coming show, I'm not coming to write. Fine, now the shell over here also discussed that when my Shaleni Mice is Mutter, is there a hell between men or women? Is there a difference between the two? Why? For first, before Mishnah Bayah says, "Hashlenu Adam Mechaveroi," and the Mishnah goes on Vayta, "Vechena Isha Mechaverta." Even from a white, a girl from her friend, she also can borrow kikris. Now, why does the Mishnah come and say even Nashim have a right also? What?
Chiddush of
kikris. Chiddush of kikris or chiddush of Isha? So why say kikris of Isha? Men don't borrow bread. We borrow wine and oil, and they borrow bread. Say by the men, wine. Wine maybe, not oil. Where the fuck? But oil, the second ratio said wine and oil, she said also the same thing, bread. Why have another case of Isha? Come on, we say the Medaka Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it two ways. Either you might think of a Chumra or you might think of a Kula. By us says either you might think that women are much more makbid than men, much more makbid. Therefore, any Lashon they say will be also, they have a right to be makel by Lashon, even though you say the Lashon Shileni, because women are being makbid one upon another. Now, today's day and age, people are makbid. I'm not sure, but Maisa, there's a sukkah that way, Lashon Kavdonius, and therefore the Ritva says you might think women, every Lashon is also. Mash Malon said the Ritva, even Isha Shel is Mutter, that's one Svara. Atzah Sheni says Ritva Fakert. You might think the Ritva by Noshim is, can be even be made by Halvi Neni. Why? Because women don't write down things. They think they remember, they forget, but they don't write down things. They don't write down Sai Halvi Neni Ashay Shaleni. Therefore you might think it's Mutter. Mash Malon says the Ritva, no, Halvi Neni is still Osir. The Maaseh of Chiddush the Mishnah that the women are the same halacha like men. There's no difference. Why you might think I a kula I either chumra, but the Maaseh the same halacha as men. I come the Mitzvah. Come along the Rashba says Bezmanei the Maaseh is a different halacha. Come along the Rashba also in the Sugya. And he says the Maaseh since women do not know the difference between Halvinena and Shleini, they do not know the difference of words. Therefore, women there's no difference, and therefore women is also both lashonos are also. You only can say lashon of Tainli. This Rashba is brought down by the Kavachayim, brought down by the Pesach Olam. They want to say by women the Maisa, there is a difference. Women cannot say either Lashon. Now the steam is a place because not the way, the grass is not the way, actually the Rishonim is not the way, but Maisa is a Rashba, and those who want to bring it down, the Kavachayim wants to bring it down, the time that women the Maisa cannot say either Lashon. Fine, so again it comes down to Shileni, Betzav is Mutter, Lizman Ruba is also, for the Chilp between men and women, the Stimus HaPaiskim, there's no Chilp between the two, and Shileni will be Mutter, Halvinani is also. Now when you come to do a Lashon Shileni, come to borrow something from a person on Shabbos, is it Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos or not? Is Dafkul something Nifu Shabbos? The case in the Mishnah is Knei Yayin, Knei Shemen. Oil, wine, Kikris. Let's say you do not need it for Shabbos, a lot of borrow it. A lot of part on Shabbos. This is all to a head of Shileni. Is Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos or not? Come along the Master Shekel and the Chayodim and the Chashulchan say Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos. Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos. And one of the Makari say Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos. The Shalom is Lamaisi, if you read the Mogan Avram. The Mogan Avram by us says, he has a locha that by Ashoel is Lamaisi's Mutter. He goes on saying, if you need it for Mashkin, it has to be Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos. Shalom had to read the Mogan Avram. The Mogan Avram says the Tzarek Shabbos is going Dafkul Mashkin, is going back on everything, even by the case of Ashileni. Machal Shekel and Simon Tovkov Chafei, the Chashanim over there, they say that even by a shul has to be the Tzarek Shabbos. Even by a shul. Now the Maaseh, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, read the Graz and the Pashas of the Mogav Ramas Nathalei, that the Tzarek Shabbos is only by the case of Mashkin. Oh, but be clear, there are three cases over here. The case of Mashkin, the case of returning, and the case of borrowing. But the case of a Mashkin, we'll see clearly, Lacha, you have to be Dafkul Tzarek Shabbos. Case of returning, the place can say clear to be a Tzarek Shabbos. Case of borrowing, the third case, if you're the Tzarek Shabbos or not. The Pashto Mogav Ramah doesn't have to be. Pashto Mishnah Berurah, the grass, not have to be the Tzarek Shabbos. The Shalas, if not be the Tzarek Shabbos, the two Shalas ask, first of all, what happened to Issa Achono? The Torah Shabbos, what happened to Issa Achono? You can be making the Shabbos, too much Shabbos. So that you can answer different ways. Either you can say, Haroma by Achono, we learned his motor. You can take the thing, you don't leave for Shabbos, but you borrow it here, sit upon it, use it, or safe, you use it at Rama's motor. Or you can answer that it's a case of a Hefzid, there's no Issa Mitzad Al-Khano. Or you can answer that Lamaisa Al-Mushdamash with it on Shabbos, it's not Tzarech Shabbos, but use it on Shabbos. Mitzad Al-Khano, the ways around it, but Echnami, if you nichol, you get it Al-Khano. Borrowing it from Mitzad Al-Khano, borrowing a chair for Mitzad Shabbos, let's say. Yes, I'm taking, moving it 100%. Sorry? There is only walking, not carrying, not doing anything. Licha is no Issa Achana, Deep is no Issa Achana. But carrying things is Issa Achana. I think so. In the case of the Achana is making beds and washing dishes, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, right?
He made something,
he massaged something. The case of the Chai Odom, Mishbub Zan, is carrying wine from someone else's house to yours for $1. That's the case. He said he had 5 tzuufin to be makel, if it's only not, whatever, 5 tzuufin. Otherwise, he can't do it. By Hilchas Sukkah. So the Maisa, as a Chana, the way is around, but in Echlam, you have to Nichol and Gedorim of a Chana. I have an Ikeshel, the Maisa, we're saying by Mashkin, the Maisa, you need a Tzorech Shabbos. By the case of returning, you need a Tzorech Shabbos. Why the Maisa, by Sherl, you don't need a Tzorech Shabbos? Why by buying something, you don't need a Tzorech Shabbos? But by Svarak, Michal, maybe between the three things, we'll say if he is Kash, and he wants to argue, says a Shaleni also needs a Tzorech Shabbos. But by Svarak, maybe you can say, when you borrow something, it's the reason why things over here also are Smekhom Emkar. So Mashkin is a Maisa of Mekha Memkar, returning something is a Mekha Memkar. One of things, even the Odom, Kintayin is not Nichlin get a Mekha Memkar. Kintayin is just thing, therefore maybe even not Litzarech Shabbos. Yish L'ayim, but the Maisa is the Pashin, Mishka Brua, and the grass, and Magarvam, is the Maisa not Litzarech Shabbos. Now, you could ask, where is... So again, it comes out, as Shilei, the Maisa, Machlok, the place can get Litzarech Shabbos, and not. It's Mam, Ruba, L'chura, or should be Osir, and L'chura, there's no chil between men and women. Next thing, after Ashleni, what about the Halacha of Mashkin? So it's also in the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says, let's say a person does not believe you, give a person a Mashkin on Shabbos. You give a person a Mashkin on Shabbos. Now, again, over here, do you need the Tzorech Shabbos or not? That's very clear. Mishnah Berurah, Magar Ram, and all the places can say, Avadi, you do need the Tzorech Shabbos. The wisdom of Ma'amokim for this, so the Prima Gorm explains, Ma'amokim with Besim is the Sugya by us, only the Fiyuashi. The Sugya by us says, Kedayayinu Kedayi Shemen. Or kikwas, wine, oil, or bread. Why is the Mishnah saying these cases? So Bishlam Milfi Taisis, the Gevaldik, why say these cases for? It's coming to tell you that even though it's not Chayze Be'en, still it's Mutim, why say Loshna Shileni? According to Rashi, why say a case, the Yayin Kedai Shemen? What's the reason for that, for saying those cases? It says the Prima Gadol, it must become tell the Chiddush of the Seifel, by Mashkin, it's Mutter, when only things you need for Shabbos. What? Yayin and Shemen, kikwas, the thing you need for Shabbos. The Mishnah's come and tell you the aside you need things for Shabbos. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the way that people go to the sense of Magar Avram is come and tell you only the safe and not the ratio. So you can argue, say maybe it's even on the ratio. But my say, here's the Marmokim, where's the Marmokim? Tzorech Shabbos, the Mishnah. Because the case of the Mishnah doesn't say Stam Dover, Lashon HaRach is Ashal Dover Mechaveroi. Come on, the Mishnah says more than Dover. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Ashal Dover Mechaveroi? The Mishnah saying, Kedayayin, Kedayshem, and point to Rashi, come tell you things Dafkul and Tzorech Shabbos. That's the Marmokim for this Halacha of Dafkul and Tzorech Shabbos. The Oid Moshev, the Rishonim and Achoyin and the Poskim, Rashba, Dantz, the Mechab, the Ramah, that this Halacha, they can give a Mashkin, a Dafkul, not say Beloshin, a Mashkin. Say Beloshin, a Mashkin, it's also look like Mechel Memka, you have to say Beloshin, Stam, here this Chemetz is, and then after Shabbos, coming a Cheshman afterwards, you have to say a Stam, a Loshin. Or it's Akkan, a Sugya. The gate of the among the place. What is my name? Take a practical more to our case. So, what's the halacha by us? First, by us, we're Americans, we say in English. Now, the difference between the two in English, which between Al Tanayna and Shalin, is not much of a difference. No one really seems to say a difference. But Etzim, before Shalacha, Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim Etzim, come along the Bein Paris, the Goya, the Smak, and the Torah, they say there's no chilek in Beloshin Laz between Al Tanayna and Shalin. There's no difference between the two. No difference. And what does it mean there's no difference? Explains the Ram, the Rishonim. No difference, therefore both of them are also, both of them have to be machmar. Right? The Torah doesn't say what's the halacha, they're both equal. It says the Ram, both are also, therefore it comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Loshen Laz, there's no chilek. Tzach Shiyom, you have to say a third Loshen, Tainli, give it to me. You can't say Loshen, you lend it to me, can I borrow it? You have to say Loshen Tainli. That means technically you go to Yechaver, you want to borrow cheers, you can't say lend it to me, you can't say borrow it to me, can I borrow it? You have to say Loshen, give it to me. Give it to me. Please. Give me, please. Flush it. That's Dechar's Kalma Torah. This is the Torah point. Fine. You have to say, please, can you give it to me?
Can I have it?
Tainli. Can I have it? Can you give it to me? Now, that's Pashas. The Maiso. What is the reason we're being machmer, an interesting svara, why the Maisa being machmer between the two? Again, it comes out, there's no chil between Avinenu and Ashleni, therefore we have to say Loshen of Tainli. Now, the reason why there's no chil between the two is interesting, machlokes among the Achoinim. The way how the Taisu Shabbos explains it, because since there's no difference, therefore it always means that there's Mamma Ruba, they really come to write it down. And when the Alocha brings out the Goin, when he wants to bring a Raya, that when he say, the minig is the Alta be Osir, the way the Goyin says it, why? Because Gemara says, let's say the Lashon Shalain, the person that makbid. No sense in Minkum Milsa, if we know for sure that a person is going to not come to write it down. Maisel over here is not Minkum Milsa, he is not Nikum. Therefore over here will be the Maisel Osir. So it comes out, the reason why over here it's also two separate reasons. Taisha Shabbos says why, because the Lashon doesn't mean anything different. Therefore it always means Ma'am Rubo. The Goyin says, reason why over here to be Machma Als, Minkum Milsa says, no Minkum Milsa over here. Two separate reasons, and this is Ma'am Mokum, where the Be'alocha has come to argue the Mogad Avram. Before we go out to Shabbos, no Ma'am Mokum at all from the Sugya to argue the Mogad Avram. Because they're very simple. The Sugya is saying, we say Lashon Laz, it's a Chilup Tin Alvinay. Now, Shemaini is why? It's because there's no Chilup, because it always means it's Ma'am Rubo. The Chur, the Be'alocha, right from the Gemara, don't look at the Goyin, not look at Toys for Shabbos. Mais what comes out is that by us, when people speak Lashon Laz, you cannot say either borrow or lend. You have to say the Lashon of Tainli. Can I please have? Can I please give it to me? Now, once you say the Lashon of Tainli, the Lashon of Paiskin, if you think about it, analyze it, wouldn't go over to a person. Can I have your chairs? Can I have your food? Can I have your... It doesn't exactly go over too well. How exactly do you tell a person, can I have it? And then he's like, no, but I want it. No, I don't want to give you my food. I don't want to give you my wine. You're not exactly, if you say I borrow it, means I'll return it. You lend it, I'll return it. How exactly do you say, give it to me, and then returning it?
Did you say that to the person and say, can I have it, and can we get it?
So if you want to make a whole conversation with your Saudi neighbor, who's speaking English, speaking Hebrew, and you can like try to create a halacha to her, she's more manner, she'll know that what you're talking about, and try to have a 10 minute conversation, she'll know what you want, and she'll like, I have neighbors like that. It's not that simple. How exactly explain them the halacha? So in Chura, that's why the Taz comes along and says a better way. So Taz says you can say, Tain leave ve'exalacha. Give it to me and I'll give it back to you. What's the Taz saying? The place can be down the Mishpun, all the place can be down the Taz. So the Aruch Shulchan, why is he saying that for? Give not, how can you get it from your neighbor? Tell your neighbor, give it to me. No. So he says the Taz, what do you say? Tain leave ve'exalacha. Give it to me and I'll give it back to you. So it's a way of understanding. I'm not saying borrow, lend. I'm saying give it to me until I'll give it back to you. So very simple, so it's very...
And if your neighbor tells you, so you want to borrow
is that... We'll get to maybe different cases, but if you say you mean one borrow, you can then explain, and Neil Mann said, Lashon Mefil Halacha. So you'll understand that we really don't understand. But you can say, that's what the Taz says it, and all the places can be down the Taz, Ali Rabu, and the Prim Godim, and Mishbua, and again, the Lashon said, Baal Batish, why? If not, I can get it from your neighbor.
Well, you can't tell a neighbor, I'm not allowed to say borrow, so I'm saying this.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. No, then we'll get even to more of a case. Yeah, before you're allowed to. Again, you live in Maldaf, I live around Israel, I have a hard time. I can't tell you about the Exil Lachas, it's much easier. It's like explaining a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about.
Can you just say, give any extra chairs?
You can I have this very good lotion.
Do you have any extra chairs?
Fine, but let's say borrow then.
I'm not saying anything, I'm just asking to have it. They'll realize on their own.
You can just go and take it out also. Let me not say the lotion borrow lend is fine. Maisa is interesting. So the place can come and say, you say Lashon Tain leave Exalachah. Why? The Svar Exalachah is come and get around the problem. I say Lashon Tain leave, the person might think you want to keep it. Maisa, look in the two Rishonim Lachal Pachas, in the Piskei Rid and the Rivan, they seem to say not that way. They're also bothered by this question. How can you say Lashon Tain leave? The guy's not going to want to give it to you, he wants to get it back. So they come along and say, what is the case? So being down the Sugya and Beya, and then when Simon Shinchav Gimel, the case is a person, a person you're welcome to always get by. So you tell him Tenli, and he knows I'm not going to pay him back, because he's coming to borrow it, and you give it back to him. The whole entire case over here is saying Lashon Tenli, and the storekeeper understands, I'm not going to pay back tomorrow. No one just walks into the store and says, give it to me without paying. Everyone goes to the store and give me this, and he needs to pay. The Lashon is paying, you have to say, Daft Lashon Tenli. So they have the same kasha that Taz and the Achorim are asking, except they're saying, what is the terrace? And Echlami is the person you ruggle by, a neighbor that you ruggle by, a storekeeper that you ruggle by. Otherwise, it sounds like they're going to ask you. They hold you cannot say Be'ex Lachar. Fine, so the Maestro among the two Rishon Lachar Pava sounds like you cannot say I'm going to return it to you. It's a problem of Mekhar Memcha. But the Maestro, the Taz, come on, all the place, give me down a lock. The Maestro can say, Tainly Be'ex Lachar. I'm going to give it to me and give me return it. What?
You can't say you're going to pay him.
Correct, but it's understood that way. Fine, but you say Tainly, and I'll get back to you. He also doesn't mean Dafko. Means a chayfis, means even money.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean chayfis. He means money. I'm buying wine. I'm not giving it back to Dafka. I'll wine. Give money back to Dafka. Doesn't mean Dafka over here.
You could write it down.
No, he has Shabbos? No. Is he going? Yeah, he'll go.
That's no shella. That could be can. Yeah, that's not that doesn't seem. Now we'll get to maybe next time we get a vowel. It's not that simple. But on Wednesday. But when Maisa comes out by us, Balaz, Astaya Shulayna Salvanani is Osir, however, Tainli is Mutter, Tainli is the Vice Commissary, can say, Tainli, if Axel Khan, give it back to you.
A Jewish store? Would
you do that session? Yeah, that's a Jewish store. I can walk in the store and say, Tainli. No problem. No problem. For Alocha. Now you have to say, what? Where's Alocha? Let's have a Tainli.
Jewish store.
No, that's a guy here owns a private studio. We have a neighbor. Can I come? Just don't take something. No, open the shop is not. There's no problem. They close the neighbor for him doing something right now. Yeah, it's awesome. No. But people have stores. A neighbor has plastic plates and stuff like that. So guys on Shabbos go to him and say, can you give it to me? Have Shabbos. They pay. If not, you'll never sell to them again. No, they pay. Posh. Fine. Now the shaila is, what about bizman hazeh? The ma'aseh, fine. The yeshiva emulis can be machmir say tainli, but as I think, you go to your neighbor and say, can I borrow? Can I lend? That's what's that? No one seems to know this halacha. It's like numerous halachas we came across Shabbos. Like really have to do that. So some halachas really do have to. I remember in the case of assaulting food on Shabbos, we even came out of halacha ma'aseh. Everyone agrees he can't assault food on Shabbos. Everyone was shocked. It's really such a halacha, and no one argues it can't be. Everyone does it. Ma'aseh comes out the way he can't assault food on Shabbos. You know ma'aseh the place come out make for different reasons. One, no. So ma'aseh again. Ma'aseh the minig oil must be make. Shalom ma'aseh is why. One story is the ma'aseh we have a mother of one circle safe. Rabbam and Rabbi Achorim say that when the minig is to veil the altar's mutter. When you borrow a chip, your neighbor, or your egg, or your wine, or anything you borrow, whether it's a chayz ben, not chayz ben, the minig is the ma'aseh to be tveil. You can be tveil alter. You can. Maybe you wait a couple of days and then tveil. Well, the ma'aseh no one waits 30 days and then you get it back. But then tveil, wait a couple of days and then you remember something I once meant to you on Shabbos. So ma'aseh, you always have a mogar rum. The alter mogar rum, the chay odom or chashulchan, that the minig, that the ma'aseh tveil alter the ma'aseh's mutter. But Mishmu disagrees. But Ma'aseh Aleph, one reason we make why you have Mogar Avram. A second story to be Mekel, the Achshulchan comes along and says, the action of the Minig is to be Mekel. Himself writes in his days, 130 years ago, 20 years ago, he writes that also the Minig in his days to be Mekel, he has a second reason. One, he quotes Mogar Avram. The second he says is, in those days when you borrow Chfeitzim, no one wrote it down. Only money people write down. Maybe in the olden times people wrote down chfeitzim, but Manenu, he says, in his days, no one wrote down, you borrow things from your neighbor, no one writes down your chairs or your eggs or your wine, no one writes down these things. Now I heard that the Maldafin, they have a list for you that they give out to everybody. They have a list of where you borrow land. Shemati, no one uses it. Fun. That even if you have the list, the minhag of the ma'aseh not to write down things they borrow from neighbors.
That's a big difference.
No, so the ma'aseh, the whole entire loch, the whole is the same as the mechtav, no as the mechtav. You only buy money people write down. Wait, no one writes down. Who says so? Och Shulchan says not the way. Och Shulchan says not the way. Yeah, when no one does it, by all faces, maybe that money, not by chvetz. That's what he says. He has two things. He says, one, the mogar avram, which he passed like. But anyway, it's always chvetz.
What do you do with American Israeli neighbor?
American Israeli?
You have Israeli neighbor. American with an Israeli neighbor.
I don't write things.
You have the language.
So you can say lashon anything you want. Again, according to the minhag ha'olam, say any lashon be seder. You can say again the minhag ha'olam say alvinei na shulein is more also. Why? First of all, you have the mogar avram to fail altar, especially the Israelis to fail altar. Second of all, you have the etim or chashulchan is something that people never write down mechbeitz b'zmaneinu. A third story mentioned in the beginning in Taisus Shabbos on the Sinai. This whole entire locha Rashi is arguing Taisus dafka things that are not chayzav ben. Even though Chayz Ben, cheers, like years before, and cheers, you have no reason to make it. Even though Mishmur argues, Ma'aseh, you have no reason to make it. Things that Chayz Ben, maybe this whole time Machloikis doesn't start off, it'll be Mutter also. No one writes down things that are Chayz Ben. So three tzvaras to be make it. You have a reason to make why the Magavam, why the Chayim, you have the Achor Shulchan's reason, why, because Ma'aseh Chayz, we don't write down this man as a. And the third thing, when things are Chayz Ben, you have the Ma'aseh, you have the case of the Taisu Shabbos. However, Sof Kol Sof, if you realize, Mishmur does not agree with all three of their terim. So if he says things that are chayzer ben is still also, he argues on Taisu Shabbos, he's from the Mokhi Magadim. Secondly, he argues ahead to the Mogar Avram that says the Mikh Tvel Alta is going to be Motu. And Lachur, the Pashas of the Mishnah Berurah, he argues also on the case of Chvetzim. One is we see from the Bialacha that way, the Gemara, different ways. You see, if you end the Mishnah well, it seems to argue the Aruch Shulchan on the Chavetim, the Chidush of the Aruch Shulchan. The Maisa will come out, Alacha, the Minig Yisum will be Mekel. The Maisa, if you want to go in the Mishnah Brua, you want to be Machmer, Machmer Tov Lavracha, Avada person should be Machmer, and try to say, Lashon, Ten Leave, Exalacha. However, the Maisa, other people don't do it that way. A Mekel, you should be Lismach. Again, you have Rav, Achreinim, Rav, Pesachim, a Mekel, the Maisa, you have the Mongar Abram always. You always have the Mongar Abram, which Shlom Zalman, other places can go with, against the Bialacha, and Avada, Mekel, you should be Lismach, and Machmer Tov Lavracha. Let's say, you want me machmer, or let's say even without that, let's say you asked before, and let's say your neighbor comes over to you and says, Lashon Hal Vineini. What's your way around it? He says, can you lend me something? And you want, and you, can you lend it to him? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a very simple way, you tell him like this. What you said you can't say, you have to say Lashon Shalaini, then you can lend it to him. Once you corrected him, this mistake that he said, Maisik, go tell him that what you said is also, I'm going to lend it to you because I'm saying Lashon Shalaini.
Do I have to wait for him to say Shalaini?
No. As long as you tell him. You tell him right away, well, you said it's awesome, I'm doing it only as a mational mice is mutter. Why it's nicker? That's not his mutter. I mean, let's say your neighbor said that Halvi Lady. Fine. He has Yeshmi Lismach. You can go in the court and you want to give it to him, but you may be a chesh of yourself, so you can sell it to yourself even. You want to be a machma, you're in the yeshiva, you learn the circular, you see the mishmur argues. So your neighbor says, Lashem Halvi Lady, or he's an American, said, can I borrow something from you? You should go to yourself and speak to yourself and say, my son, that's also what he says maybe, or for the Mishmur is also, say Lashon Tainli. Then, inside you feel happy, you did your Chumrah, he's, you don't make a machal against him, don't tell him anything, keep quiet, unless he's a Ben Yeshiva, you want to tell him or him the Sigyar, but otherwise don't tell him anything, and Shalom Ali Sol.
How's it help if you talk to yourself? I don't get it.
The shadow over here is, who's the Issa upon? If the Issa is upon, also the person lending it. So I took him my Issa.
Why? He has to tell to you.
No.
You have to be told.
No, you have a problem. If you're going to, the problem is going to be, Shemi us Lichtov, come to write it. You're saying Tenli, you're not going to be us Lichtov. You took care of the Bayah.
So
that
means what you tell yourself. He has to tell you Tenli.
If he tells you borrow, you tell him the Lachim Shlom Zalman says, he says the word borrowed, I can tell him what he says, also it's only Al Smashal. He's not telling you the word borrowed. You don't tell him. He does not tell to you. Shlom Zalman says, he tells you, can I borrow something? Shlom Zalman says, you tell him, that's also, and the Lachim says, I'm giving to him it's not Tainli. Shlom Zalman says, Motor.
Why don't you just ask the guy? Could you just tell me, Tainli?
Don't have to. You want to? Want to do that? Do that also. We don't have to.
So he has to speak it off, telling it to the other guy.
No,
I'll give it to you, Mitzad his family, or if you.
That's when you go Mitzad the Gemara. No. That's Mitzad the Gemara. However, now once we hold the Minig Olam Shemekel, so Mitzad the Gemara, he's Mitzader. Where are the Mogar from? Mitzad you. What me Machmir Bnei Yeshiva? Speak to yourself. You, one of you say Bepeg, say your mind. I don't know, but maybe say Bepeg. What me Machmir? I'm not sure. Here. This is also about borrowing. What about returning things on Shabbos? You allow returning things on Shabbos tonight. So first, Shabbat says very clearly, so Lachon Chosh Mishpot, and also and by also, Ramah says, the person, just like you can't be borrowing Shabbos, ain't proin with Shabbos. You cannot pay things back in Shabbos. And why cannot pay back in Shabbos? Which moving down for the Achronim, Levosh Batsim, Shemi Yimchoik. Just like the problem, you cannot borrow Shemi Yichtoim. Therefore, you cannot also return things while Shemi Yimchoik. It might become erased. Sorry? Oh, let's say they write it down. He says, we see the Pinkim say, by Pinna Ben, you cannot do it on Shabbos, why can you kill me by the Chayiv? There's no road down Pinna Ben. Only that, you can't even be Tveya. Coin has no right to be Tveya. Because you can always say another coin. Say that, Moshe, light plug. That's your search. But Pinna Ben, no one has a right to be Tveya, no one's writing it down. And still the Lachet says, among the Pinkim, you cannot do it on Shabbos, why? At Ein Poydim. At Ein Poydim B'Shabbos. Why is also no Shamim? Light plug, Chachamim. I mean, even if not write it down, of course, also do prayer back in Shabbos. I'll show you him choik. Might look among the achrim, other reasons, not from the chol, or Shem Adam says, also, Shem Yavi Lichtoiv, or Mechel Memkar, but Iker the Pelik can go out, Shem Yim Choyk, and this is, and therefore this is Loi Plog. So, what about, come along the Paiskim, Taisu says, Taguda, that the Isser is, that when you say Loshen Proein, Loshen Chazaro, this motor, the Paiskim coming down, Loshen of not, I'm paying you back, Loshen is, I'm returning it to you, that's motor. Says the Paiskim again, Mishabura, and Mogavam, Vaid, this whole dialogue of Chazaro is motor, is a near second time, again, it's, Proein is also, it's motor in two tenoyim, one is motor when it's Chazaro, Loshen Chazaro, Vaid is motor when it's Chazaro Shabbos. I mean, let's say I borrow from your friend wine during the week, you want to return it on Shabbos, you cannot return on Shabbos unless he needs it on Shabbos. You have no right to return things on Shabbos unless he needs it on Shabbos. So again, and you cannot say Losh Peroin. You have to say Chazara, and you have to be Dafka Lotzarech Shabbos. Take a case. Well, I'll return. What? Sorry? So, that I saw the Masi Shabbos in Masopik. Masopik. Could be in that case. What? It's very practical. You have to know if you borrowed more. Not sure.
Why Masi Shabbos? You never pay the guy back.
Yeah, but the wine that's left inside you to return it. I borrow a safe for returning the wine. Right, returning, right. That's you borrow a safe for returning it, correct.
No, that's returning the same thing you return.
No, borrowed
shear, return it.
You never borrowed the wine. Borrowed the whole safe.
It just happens to be in your house.
No.
So you borrowed the extra wine and you used the cup of wine.
No.
You borrow the whole bottle.
I told you to be right by the way, you never borrow the whole bottle.
You did borrow the whole bottle.
Don't tell me somebody borrowed you a bottle of wine. They're letting you a bottle of wine. Right. They gave you a cup of wine.
He gave you a cup, and he gave you a cup and he's borrowing a bottle.
What's the alternative? He's supposed to carry it in his hands?
No, you carry it in his bottle.
So you're borrowing his bottle and you're turning him. You're borrowing the bottle. Okay.
What about the
child said,
if you take
dollars,
you borrow someone's
dollars, you take it back? Let's not take it.
Why is returning more?
No, same aloha. You cannot borrow. You can't. Oh, so the mice that ask, they want to ask what's going to be returning and borrowing. Sounds like it's more of the kash of the Mago Rum. If you say Mago Rum is being Makel on the Song Shabbos and Trail, why that's always Machmu, you have to say one's more of a Mechel Memka looks like. You tell me, you answer me. So, Meister says the place you want to take a case. Can you borrow children on Shabbos? Can you return them on Shabbos? So, again, let's say you borrow them before Shabbos, you return them on Shabbos. So, Pashas, Lahura, if you go.
He needs it.
If he needs it, it's on Shabbos. If he doesn't need it, it'll be also. Meister, it comes out a lot of times people returning on Shabbos because you know the home, bringing the home was much easier. You could go into the house anyway for the meal. To turning on Shabbos, Agav, because it's easier for you because you can go in there anyway. So, there are those that are. The Megillah Seif wants to make all you want time in the things of end like a save as a motor. Chopi the Cheshbon, the Mishnah Berurah, the Master Shabbos writes, Alpi Svara, you want to return a Seif on Shabbos, the Chor is also. Now it's our Shabbos. Chor, you have no right to return things on Shabbos. The Chor should be also. So you can tell me, I is no Shevin Yim Chor Klamaisim, Moshe is Loi Plug. So it comes out.
Chor, you have told him,
now it's our Shabbos, should be also.
Same thing? Or at least
in your house, in front of the bed. That I'm not sure. I don't know.
Never know.
No, it's not on Shabbos. So, this is what comes out in the minute of Klai. So, the Maisel is to borrow things on Shabbos. The Maisel, Losh Malveno, Shalena, the Maisel. But now it's our Shabbos, the Chor should be also. The turning the Chor should be more machmir than the case of borrowing. Borrowing, again, you always have the Mogar Gom, Yishim, and this much to be to be able to alter. But the Chor returning the Chor should be also. No, the Mogar Gom is saying, reason why, because you're not going to come to write it down. But here, the Mice, we see how much we see a loy plug by Pinyat Ben. Even though they write down, the Mice's goal is also. We do not see this head to by the case of Chazara.
Why?
Because again, by Pinyat Ben, no one writes it down. By Pinyat Ben, says Moshe, no one writes it down. Yes, the law is on Shabbos. Why prime with Shabbos and Moshe loy plug? There are other ways of answering it, but Maisa go to the Moshe Malach in the Mishavu on the Paiskim, where we say loy plug. We don't see this head to. You have to show me this head to somewhere that someone brings it down. I didn't see the Maharav. No, I didn't see anyone bring it down this way.
Or something you might be able to use throughout the rest of Shabbos.
Again, it's now Tzarek Shabbos Chor should be also.
You
can
wash the dish Friday night because you might use it in Shabbos.
That's a Mitzal HaChono. This is not Mitzal HaChono. This is Mitzal Mekro Memka. Mekro Memka does not have to do Tzarek Mitzvah. Mishavua says, you cannot borrow a safe on Shabbos from Mokka Mitzvah. The Chor returning is the same thing, you have no heter. Only if it's a Tzarek Shabbos. No, Tzarek Shabbos Chor should be also. It should be also. Just, we're doing it next week. I'm sorry, Wednesday, the next 2 days is the next thing you come from test. It's Shtarad Yaitis, but since Chabura said about this barak a year ago, so let him do Chazar upon it, but Chabura, next time Wednesday will be on Shnuchov Gimel. Also, Agav, not only for me to say, but how was my position, the Zman seems to be dying out. We're dead already, depends how you look at it. And Shabbos also spent a year and a half, it seems to be going down, and sometimes you need a Rifian, and sometimes you need a Chaybos, or to make something starker. Shabbos, what to do? Everyone upon themselves has worked upon themselves, that Onachai is Lach Muba, Yan Kotzer. So what to do? You should maximize your time, maximize your Torah, Shiva's a Torah. So I was thinking, you walk in a person with the whole focus that everyone can do. Every single person can do, which will help out a little bit. Because people, besides showing off, you have to be there and other things for themselves. But it's always very easy to do something like whole focus Sheva Al Taiso. That means, let's say you want to shmooze. Don't get up and shmooze to somebody, get up to him. You make a riffing among the whole sphere. Fine, you and Yechavusa have to deal with each other. Meister, to get up and to make a whole matzah of schmoozing and get ahead in the latest story and the latest thing. Stay in your seat. Shem al Taisa. Everyone can do that. Or Void, you have come to Seder starts at 9:15, Shemesh start. No reason to come late at 9:45, that's fine. But Meister, once you come, Shem al Taisa, stay to land. You've burned out. There's always, there's always something to learn. There's always Shabbos. You can make a Siyum Masech to Shabbos. You can learn Masech to Megillah, whatever there is. Or you can actually really learn this Gemara Shabbos. The halachas know well. There's a lot of Chazor to do, a lot of things to do. You might call upon the Sheva Atayis to stay till the end. One time at the end of Seder, not 1:15, is 1 o'clock. Fine. But one, call upon us. 1 o'clock. Seder ends not 7, quarter to 7, but call upon us. And then Seder. Sheva Atayis, everyone can do. Not to get up. Sometimes it's hard not to get up to tell the guy to let us straight, but not to make a massive effect on the people around you. Then everyone to their own, Avad is Kumba Say also. That's Avad the Chiv, Mamel Satoya, Shiva Satoya, Amal Satoya. Avad the airplane needs a shot in the arm to get it going, and everyone has to honor Christ themselves and the people around them. Don't bother the people around you. Don't cut up, don't bother them. Shalal Taisa, don't make a rifty in the state to lend us later. It's long.